Good morning on a Saturday morning, and I drive my car from my house in Glenmire towards Fota Golf Club in Cork. Now, Fota Golf Club is a pretty good quality golf club, and I'm a member there. I recently became a member there, and I wasn't sure if I was going to play golf this morning or not. It became in the end very weather dependent. My hope and intention was to play golf sometime on the weekend, but there's also the matter of Christmas and going Christmas shopping to be done, and we have a big family gathering coming up very soon, and we have to rehearse the house in order to see if everybody will fit into the house. That means moving tables and chairs and counting the exact number of plates and crockery that we have, and seeing whether we'll actually, how much we'll have to borrow. But anyway, this audio boo's about golf. So I'm going to play golf. I have no tee time. The tee times are full up. I was late and inefficient and too much out of my routine to book a tee time on a Saturday morning. And you do, given the short amount of light that there is in the day, you do need to book a tee time at Fota if you're going to be sure to get off. And you have to book that these days at least a week ahead. So will I get a game today? Well, I'm going to hang out around the first tee and hope that somebody doesn't turn up. Hope that one of a four ball, you know, was out last night at the Marymount do in Cork, fundraising do in Cork for Cork's biggest, I think, and best hospice. And I'm going to hope that somebody who was due on the tee this morning wasn't at that, or was at that, and stayed out too late and didn't make it, or else that they just decided that there was something better on Sky Sports this morning, or that it was too attractive to stay in bed. So I've had no practice this week. Haven't swung a club since I last swung a club with three wonderful guys and had a terrific time with Think Tank on Twitter, Smarter Egg on Twitter, and Financial Al on Twitter. So we had a game last week. I need more practice than this. I won't be getting good balance into my life if I simply go out and play once on the weekend. I really am talking to myself now when I say this. I think I need to get up during the week at some stage to the golf club and practice my chipping. But that chipping more than anything else, and perhaps my putting as well. But if I practice the chipping and putting, all the rest will take care of itself. That's not to say that all the drives will hit the fairway or that all the second shots will hit the green, but at least I will have the feeling of fresh air and that I'm taking the golf more seriously than just being a casual weekend player. I'm thinking that the winter is the time to get ready for the spring, and that if I am going to make a real go of the golf next year and get my handicap properly down and win a few competitions, not sure which of those things are in order of priority, I'm going to need to practice during the winter. And it won't be enough to read Zen Golf, as I was reminded of the book at the Aware Mental Health meeting in Cork last Tuesday night. It turns out that, and I'm not really breaking a confidence because it happened over tea afterwards, and I'm sure the person won't mind me telling you that there is one person at least, and I don't know if any of the others are interested in golf, but there's one person who told at the Aware meeting who brought up the question of Zen Golf. That's the book that Vijay Singh is recommended, and that I have sitting on my shelf unread, just like I have on the shelf Yoga for Golfers unread, although I've dipped into both of them. So I wonder, what is your favourite golf book? What is your favourite golf book? I'm not really just talking about teaching books, I'm talking about anything to do with golf. yeah, books to do with golf. It would be just really nice to know, because if you have a really good one, I might be able to give it to my father-in-law as a Christmas present, or save up madly, or not give somebody else a Christmas present and buy it for myself. But anyway, there we are. So it is no rain in the sky. The weather forecast, which is something like a weather pro on my iPad just before leaving the house, tells me that there will be virtually no rain. That means hardly any rain today, and that I've got a good chance of getting round in the dry. It's not cold. It's 8.5 degrees in my car. And it'll be a bit exciting, because you sign in at the in the clubhouse, in the pro shop, for the competition. You pay a couple of euros if you want to be in a special competition, which has got a cash prize if you score a birdie at a par three, score a two at a par three, which I can't remember when the last time I did that was, but you get a prize if you do that, and that would be. I'd be able to buy a golf book if I got a two today. That would be one way of thinking about it. But anyway, you then, the best thing to do is to go and find the person who regulates or oversees the tee playing off, and to have a word with him and say, look, can you possibly fit me in with any two or three ball that's there, and hope that there aren't two or three other people hanging around. Fortunately, not that many people who go to golf and don't have a tee time go by themselves. People usually go in couples, in a two-ball, or there was even a four-ball down there recently, or 2 weeks ago, looking for a tee time. Now, that's really hard, because that means, you know, a whole four have to drop out, and I don't know how that can be achieved, usually by two-balls marrying up together and leaving a space, or you might actually get out as the very last one. If they were being extraordinarily generous to you, or if the people playing a green fee didn't turn up. Actually, that's another possibility. So I'm just turning into Photo Island Resort. One of the things that I really liked was that, having put an audio boo, oopsie daisy, the phone went flying across the front of the windscreen, anyway, whatever it is, the platform on which the iPhone is sitting. One thing that really I liked recently is that I put up a tweet to say I was going playing golf in Fota, and the resort itself tweeted me back, and that is actually gives me, I can only speak for myself, but I suspect I'm kind of very typical, a nice buzz. So if you own a business and somebody tweets from your business and you pick it up, for goodness sake, send them back a tweet. Even if you're the owner sitting in bed and you see that somebody's in your establishment, you know, send them a tweet saying you're delighted to hear that you're dropping in today, and hope that they have a good time, find the right goods, get the best service, and that the rain keeps off you when you're playing on the golf course. So that's it. I asked one question I'd love you to reply to, which is, you know, what's the best golf book you've ever read in your life? Yeah, please, that would be just wonderful. It's Paul O'Mahony, who has a handicap of 19, highest handicap he's ever had since he was about 13, 14 years of age. Okay, all the best, and enjoy the day, whatever is your particular way of enjoying it. All the best. Bye-bye.